Let's learn a Torah from. We're going to learn a Torah b'siyat Hashemayah from the Heilig Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Hey Nisan, it's Yertzeit of Heilig Tefillah Tzadik, and Yertzeit of the Ol Yisrael. It's Chus Yagin Aleinu. Hey Nisan's a very big day. Okay, here we go. Chizuk for the Chevra for Bein Hazmanim, which most of you are not currently in Eretz Yisrael. Some of you might be, or some of you are on a plane right now. And so new, let's learn together. Here we go. So this is in the Sefer Tzivas HaRivash, which I don't think any of you have yet, but you should all get this. Okay, here we go. So Tzivas HaRivash is letters from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. I think he wrote to his son. So we'll start from the end and learn two pieces from Tzivas HaRivash. Os Kuf Lamed Beis, 132. Here we go. Perish HaPasuk. It says in Tehillim, Oda Hashem Bechol Libi. Right, I give praise to Hashem. I thank Hashem. I mod to Hashem with my whole heart. Asapra kon vosecha, and I speak over all of His niflos, all of His great things that He does. Hine, yesh ledaktik al pshatakas. Let's be medaktik in the pshat of the pasuk. Dibish lama mash amar oda Hashem b'choli bi nicha. The fact that it says that I praise Hashem with my whole entire heart. Okay, that works. Avaseifa that says asapra kon vosecha. Kasha, but the fact that it says I praise all of Hashem's niflos, all of Hashem's wonderments that He does, haluk siv mi mal gurus Hashem yashmi koti so, doesn't it say in Tehillim like we say in mi mal gurus Hashem yashmi koti so, we say in the Shir Malas, I believe, right? No, that's not Shir Malas. Tell her Tehillim kavav. Right? We say what? We say who could possibly praise Hashem for all of his wonderments? Dechamar asap rakonet lo secha. So how does it say here that what I praise Hashem for all of his wonderments that He does seems to be a stira. On one hand, it says who could possibly praise Hashem for everything? Who could possibly even speak about all that Hashem does? And then here it says, oh, I praise Hashem for all of his wonderments. So what's going on here? So this is what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says. Amrle, Alpi Mash Kasa Bizar HaKadosh, like it says in the Heilig HaZohar, V'ha'elokim Nisas Avram. Right? That it says in the Baal Kedis Yitzchak, V'ha'elokim Nisas Avram. That the Mitzvah, it says like He tested him, right? But what does it mean here? Amru Nisa Lasho Nes. For example, we say, T'kabe Shavar Gadol Chorsinu, V'sa Nes L'kabitz. Right? It says, lift up a banner. So Nes is like, it's a Lashon of lifting a person up. Romus ve'aliyah kimaharimu nes, meaning what? That he lifted up Avram. But also, it's actually a beautiful Torah. I can't remember who says. I think I heard this from Moshe Tzvi and definitely Rav Rubenstein. That Elokim nisa as Avram. Nisa means He tested him, but nisa also means that He lifted him up. So which one is it? So it really goes together. And this is good for Bein Hazmanim. That what sometimes when a person has tests, dafka when you stay strong in the test that you have in nisyonos, that's dafka what lifts you up. So nisayon means a to lift up. It also means a test. That through being tested, through things sometimes being a little bit difficult, that's how you lift yourself up. The yuvan al pi yidua ki midas Avram hu chesed. Like we've spoken about before, like it says chesed Avram, like we say in davening. So the mid of Avram vinu is chesed. Right, it says in Chazal that there are certain malachim who only sing Shira to Hashem once a week. And some who only sing Shira to Hashem once every 50 years. And what they could praise Hashem with, it's very mekatzer, it's very little. Yesh omrim kadosh, some say kadosh, yesh omrim baruch. Some only say one pasuk. Remember, every 50 years they get to say one word. Right? That some even only get to say one pasuk. Vine. Lisha Yisraeli, but to a Jew, Hur Shalomar, Lizamer, Lekales, Kulam, Bechol Eis, Uzman. Right? But for us, we get to praise Hashem whenever we want, at all times, literally. And all praises and all shiras and tshbachos we want to give, you can do it, right? A person that you're not limited. Okay, in Shimon Esra, you say, right? But when you're speaking to Hashem itself and His bodhis especially, right? There's no limit. You can praise Hashem whatever you want. And a malach gets to do this once every 50 years, and even that, he's only allowed to say baruch. Speaking of which, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvaro. So you see the huge schus. Parshan Tavakadar is telling us that to be a Jew, you can praise Hashem whenever you want, all the time, even greater than a malach. To understand this, we'll give you a mashal. L'melech shebau kol avada v'sarav lomar haramanim himonim lefnei v'kelsam. So the king has all of his servants come in front of him and they start to praise him. V'ine l'chol echad v'echad yesh zman v'shir l'kiluso lefi erko v'chashivuso. Now according to the chashivus and the madrega of the servant, that's how long or how much or when they get to praise the king. But it's not whenever they want. Right? There's a limit to it. V'chol zehu kasher yesh ratzon lefnei melech. And this is when the king wants that. Right, when he wants to be praised. Aval im pnei ha-melech chas v'shalom z'uma b'kas. If the king is in a state of anger, azai yirein l'kalso kol ikr. They're afraid to even say one praise to him. K'mosh kasev, ma t'kalsun l'melech b'shas hazam. Right, who can possibly praise a king at the time of his anger? U'machmas chashash zeh, shem misupakim ulai chas v'shalom ha-melech b'kas. Since they think maybe that the king's in anger, open v'ulai yichas b'shvil ezadavar. Maybe he's upset about some specific thing. L'chein darkam the katzer. B'chol yecholes v'teichav atzeis meis panav. So what do they do when they see the king's angry? They run away. They go away. They say, I don't want to praise the king right now because maybe it's his time of anger. They'll kill me for it. V'nei, however, b'vo ben ha-melech, when the son of the king comes, chavivo v'ovo l'kalis ha-melech. Right? He wants to come and he'll start to just praise the king. The Ben's not afraid or not worried that his father's angry. Even if the king's upset, right? But how much do you see that when the king's upset, when he sees his son or someone he loves, right? The king gets such a nachas in that. He gets such a simcha by just seeing his son. And so what happens? The stalik akas. Therefore, the anger goes away. And therefore, as long as his son's in front of him, he's not going to be upset. Like we see, you ever see that? Like you see a kid's father is very upset at his like clients or whatever, and all of a sudden the kid comes in and says, and all of a sudden the father's like relaxed. All right, we've seen that a father tells his son, please like go out for a second because I'm just dealing with a patient. Why? Because they don't want to show their kid that they're upset. Therefore, the son's not afraid. Therefore, the son comes whenever he wants to his father. And he'll praise him without any limits to it. Because he knows that what? That the more that I praise my father, the more I give him, praises and you know, lift him up and do whatever I can. What? It gives more simcha and tanik to my father. Vine amarnu bivoa simcha vahava nostalik kas. There's a concept when a person's besimcha, all the kas goes away. Hagam shehu kach tevios mikomachem tzarech lahavin inyano. But we have to understand this. Yesh lomer that what? Shekasher hahava ve'asimcha govros. When a person's besimcha, when they're a state of ahava, and when they're working on that, you know what happens? Gormos la'kas v'azam sheyale lemala el shorsho v'sham hu nimta. What happens is, it's not just that the kas goes away. It's that you lift up the kas. And it goes to shorsh above, and you're mamtik, you sweeten the kas. Ki yadua she'adinim einam entaki ela b'shorsham. Right? Because the dinim, they get mamtik at their shorsh. It's a little bit of a deeper concept. But we saw that earlier in the year from Likutei Maran, from Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nachman says, Pasuk says in Tehillim, sason v'simcha yasigu v'nas yagon v'anacha. Right? So what the implication is that when a person is besimcha, it says what? It like the yagun v'anacha, right? The sadness and the hardships go away. But Rabbein reason, no. Sasam besimcha yasigu. What does yasigu mean? Yasigu means to grasp. That when a person's in a state of sasam and simcha, yasigu v'nas, and chases after yagun v'anacha. It chases after the yagun v'anacha, the sadness and the lowness, to bring it into simcha also. So that's what happens when a person's besimcha. You have to realize that's mamish magbir. It's magbir the kas, magbir all the sadness. And now, that's how we can read this pasuk. Zehu perisha pasuk. V'ha'elokim nisas Avraham. Rotza lomar elokim shehu adinin. Nasa, which means what? Nis'ala, lifted up. V'nistalku lamala lamala v'nimtaku. We're mamtik. How? How do you lift up all adinin? V'lama? Es Avram. Because Avram. What's Avram? Avram represents Mikoch Ahava Chesed Shuba Avram Shu Nimshal Leben HaMelech. What Avram represents is the Chesed and the Ahava that Hashem has for us, that the King has for us. So what happens when Avram comes into the picture? V'ha'elokim Nisa, that all the dinim and all the sadness is lifted up. What it means is that when we're in front of the Borei Olam, we're the banim to Hashem. So when Hashem sees us, He gets such a nachas ruach from seeing us and lifts up everything. Now let's go back to our mashal. Shamar nusha ben koles belishir. That the son can praise his, like a malach or an eved, can't just praise the king as much as he wants. He has like 30 seconds to do it, and he better do the best he can. But a ben melech can do it whenever he wants. The son can praise Hashem at any time he wants to. Kihine. Yesh chiyav ala ben lekales es aviv ad ein keitz v'shir machmas bezinyanim. Right? So now there's a chiyav on the son. So now, Lemaisa, there's a chiyuv on the son to praise his father all the time without any limit for two reasons. One reason, echad, shehu aviv, umalko, because it's his father and it's his king. Therefore, he has to praise him, right? Because he's his father and he does everything for him. Ve'od, and B, alze gufa, yesh lo lahodos lahal biyosel aviv amelech. That on that itself, the fact that he's his father and he's his king, he has to praise him even more. Shinosin lo rishus kazel lekalis blishir. That the father gives him rishus to praise him whenever he wants. Mashalo nasan rishus kazel leshimsar v'tifsar. What no other officer has. Ki amash shinosin lo adam eze yisron mil eila shaych lomar bo lashon odaya. That whatever Hashem gives you, whatever someone gives to you that lifts you up, you have to give them. You have to say thank you for it. You have to give them praise. Kemosha kasa beledas Yehuda, like it says when Yehuda was born, that Leah said, "Vatomer Leah hapam odeh es Hashem." That now I'm going to thank Hashem. Meaning, what is it? You have to give hodah. You have to praise Hashem for it. Has to be just al pirem. Let's tell you some nicer mazim. That the pasuk says, "Hapam odeh es Hashem." So Hapam Odeh Es Hashem is Gematria 638, is Gematria exactly Shema Kaleinu Hashem. Which means that what? That the biggest Hodah, which I mamash learned this less than a half hour ago in the Kutim Aran, right? The whole inyan of Hodah Hashem, that's the greatest Tefillah Hashem. Is saying Todah Rabbah. To realize how much you have to praise Him, how much you have to praise for everything Hashem does. And also happens to be that Odeh Es Hashem, right? The Pasuk says Odeh Es Hashem, I praise Hashem, is Gematria Be'emes. Right? That really, like, says, right, those who call him Be'emes. Be'emes means what? That I thank Hashem for everything. I praise Hashem for all that He does for me. The Efshar, yeah, Perisha Pazakach. Now let's go back to the pasuk we read before. That Oda Hashem b'chol leivav asafar konif losecha. It says Oda Hashem b'chol leibi klomar levar hashevach v'kilo shani mechuyev l'shevcho. Right, outside of the chiyuv I have to praise Hashem for the fact that He's my Father and He does everything for me. Levad mizeh odelo ki Hashem b'chol libi klomar avaso yisbarach tekul b'libi. I think Hashem that within my heart is rooted in me. That what is Hashem in me? That what I think Hashem that He gives me all these kochos to have the ability to praise Him. Vizeh more shagam havasi tekul b'libo, which means that also that fact that it's rooted and it's engraved in my heart, the Hav Hashem. That means also kiviyachol, it's engraved on the heart of Hashem too. Ki kamayim apanim lepanim, that the mashal goes that just when a person looks into water, right, you see your reflection. So too, the way you look at another person is how that person is going to look at you, which is a klal gadol from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He says a lot of times what you see in someone else, right, you don't say, oh, this person speaks a lot of lashon hara, this person has struggles in this. Normally, it's a reflection of what you yourself have to work on. And because of this, I have the ability to praise Hashem because Hashem loves me. Aval, we still have our question. How could you possibly say all the praises of Hashem? So, Aval, so how is it possible? We have one pasuk that says it's impossible to praise Hashem for everything. So what does it mean? Rotz lomar hamat mashiish becholes biyadi lahodo saper. Right, the little bit that I could possibly praise Hashem. Again, if you wanted to praise Hashem from now until 120, you would never be able to say thank you enough. Yeah, nechshav ki ilu siparto kun fosecha. But the beauty that Hashem does is that Hashem says, you know what? The little bit of praise that you give me, Hashem says, I consider that as if you praise me for everything. Ki ein hamaniyam imeni, because there's no maniyah for myself. Rak shebilti efshar l'sayim shivchaya de mari alma saper kanav zecha. Kein lahem shir v'keitz. Because why? Because there's it's endless how much you think Hashem. You could literally spend from now until a billion years from now, you'd still never be able to thank Hashem for it. Lachain, mashani misaper, klomar ma'ashi sheyosh lo lisaper. The little bit that I could praise Hashem for, Hashem does a big tova to us. Yeah, nechshav ki'ilu heim kol niflosav. Hashem says it's as if you praised me for everything. Ki achiyav muta alai lisaper shivcho belishur machnas bezin yanim kanis galel. Right, and it's on me that I have to praise Hashem for these two inyanim. One is that Hashem's my father and he's my king and he does everything for me. Two is because Hashem's just he's just the best. Right? The fact that he gives me the rishus to praise him. The fact that I have the ability to do it whenever I want. So, chevru, we have to realize that dafka during the zman of bein zmanim is a big time to be moded to the Borei Olam. That a lot of times we're in zman, and, you know, just because that we don't realize how important his bodhis is, we normally say that we don't find time to really speak to Hashem in our own words. So bein zmanim is an amazing time to take advantage of that, to really praise the Borei Olam and say thank you to the Arba for everything I do. And to Mamish praising, it's a big time of Hoda. Actually, tell you a cool remez also with Hoda, is that Rav Avram Shor Shlita speaks about how the Indian is in, that there's four people who are chayev to give Hoda, right? Four people who are chayev to say thank you to Hashem. So those four types of people is one, a person who crosses a sea, a person who crosses a desert, a person who gets out of jail, and a person who's healed. Right, a person who was sick or like had a bad operation, they get healed. So if Shor points out, that's very cool. Because if you look at the Zman of Pesach, it goes like this. A, we crossed the sea, so that's one. B, we got out of Mitzrayim, which is compared to getting out of jail. We were mamish slaves there. C is that we crossed a midbar, we went into the midbar. And D, the culmination of Pesach is getting the Torah. And it says when we got the Torah at Har Sinai, we were healed from everything. So it's four things that all have to do with Pesach, that Pesach's a major time of Hoda. It's time to say thank you to the Borei Olam. That we should mechazik ourselves a lot during Bein Hazmanim to realize that it's not a time just to waste, to take advantage, to grow in our relationship with our parents, in our relationship with Chevra, and most of all, relationship with the Borei Olam. So, b'siyat Hashmaya, we should mechazik ourselves, b'schus l'bashanta v'kadosh, b'siyat Hashmaya, Chevra.